Oh, wait, do I know what clues you are?
Oh, Laura, I've seen them inside. I don't think anybody wants to be inside. I just put you on the warning and that's it.
And, but all you say online if I've...
I put them bed sheets out too from yesterday.
Oh, like mother was alive.
I think you told me this one or something.
Oh, nice.
I think you got.
Nice. Oh, who does that much? I've never seen sheets that dirty since Mother's Day. She's been dead for years. Well, it was bad that she used her solo drawers that bad, that after so long, you'd see them go out wide, and then you'd gradually see them crutch, gain so, more so,
yeah, no.
Right? And then all of a sudden, after so long, you saw new out.
Mm.
But you never, there's never a pair of underpants. You might see a pair of long johns, blue long johns, and a pair of socks. But Paul said they've opened windows, and Trevor said, nearly knocked him off the ladder. Cause said to Paul, you've done, because I think first time he painted it, Paul, he had to paint it with windows shut, they wouldn't open windows.
No.
No. So I said to Paul, well, you've done well getting windows up, needn't nets are down. So they have gone in and opened it. It stinks.
How
does
people live like that?
I mean, bloody accidents to carpets all the way through. When it was fitting
oh,
out.
Oh, that's not social.
No, they bought it all cash. They when they bought that house, they paid
oh,
cash for
social
it.
Put it in
no,
oh.
They sold the farm.
Oh.
And bought it cash, and it was a show house. So yeah. They bought all curtains and carpet, and I don't think it's altered. It's same in here, right through the room and all the way up the stairs. And so, Axminster, all curtains. Our Sanderson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When wallpaper's changed, Paul's just painted and papered every room in there. So now we're laughing, won't I? Social services or somebody to do at World Haven or somewhere contacted him. And asked him to do it, but they paid all cash.
Yeah.
And he did every room, because their sister used to work in Home Bakery at Rich. She lived
she's
at Rich.
She
had a baby,
baby
and she's
yeah.
back part-time now, I think my mum said. Anne, I think they call her. Now, she's not like, now, she picked
the
paper.
She was
going to
be on the back of us, but she's moved.
She picked all the paper. But he painted and papered every room, staircase and floor.
Really?
Mm. I mean, they've just had a new double glazed back door for on but then one morning I was off up there in the lane and John was waiting to catch bus because some trust or I don't know whether it's social or what bought a detached house on Burnby Lane because they were in uproar. It's next door to Dawn Little Fair and it was done. They were trust thing and it was done so quietly that they haven't time to object.
Mm.
And there's five mentally handicapped living in this house. Money, no object. They just turned this 4 or 5 bedroom detached house, you know, it's got a ramp now up to the front door. Front door's been altered, so.
Mm.
Go in. Made each, what was the dining room, they've made into a bedroom, but it's got its own sink and all that in. Because you could see them doing it.
Mm.
And all that. In fact, Tony Smith, his brother, Freddie, he's there, but John was stood outside waiting and he was filthy. But if I took his jacket off and put it in that washer, he'd have fallen to bits because it was that mucky.
I don't know how folks live like that.
And he was playing football. They've got a football match at Cubs. So that'd be another pile of bloody washing.
Oh, girl, man, I'm
she'd come upstairs. That bad, I'll be paid by tonight.
Hey, have they mentioned anything about Easter eggs? Because I actually am. About a month ago. Fortnight ago. When I rang up to say I was coming, I asked them, did they want Easter eggs? Or did they want, say, a box of chocolates or bars of chocolates? Or do they want money
such whistle yesterday, did Andrew. It's £6.50. And he had a pack up, but they had to have money to buy postcards in case they went in this museum. It was to compare a seaside town with a market town or something. Andrew Rook had fetched. You've got that going down there, haven't you?
Yeah.
You are.
Why?
Because I come out bloody Yorkshire. Even if I try to change the tone of my voice. Malcolm was not up to listen to it, is he?
I shouldn't think so.
I think Murray Paul's one. Oh, Dad. Compare a seaside town. Andrew Rook could come home with kippers. Oh, stunk of kippers in Yvonne's. Can't slag anybody up now, can I? Now, I think they said...
You can, because nobody knows what you're saying anyway.
I think they said to me, bars off. I'll say bars off, Judy, if it's any different. I'll let you know.
Mm. Is there any chocolates they don't like? Do they, like, not like it with nuts in, or...
They like Drifters. They like... Cadbury's all not, because if my mother ever buys me a bar, our Andrew tries his hardest to swap it.
Sir?
Hmm.
And yet also with the other way on.
Don't like Mars bars. Our Andrew isn't shook on Mars bars. What else are they like? No, they like Drifters. Aeros. Secrets. No, I can't.
Oh, I think they're horrible.
I tried one.
Oh,
have you tried the new pyramids?
Yeah.
The old would be, well, yeah, but... yeah, but the new... Not the triangles, it's a bar.
Oh, is it?
Mm, you can buy a bar.
Won't it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
You know, the pyramid that you bought in the little box was like a cream inside.
Mm.
Well, the pyramid bars are like a truffle.
Oh.
Peppermint truffle.
Yeah.
Quite sickly, you only get 4 pieces for 30p. But you've had enough.
Yeah. I aren't on chocolate though. I'm on a diet again. So Sheila went to Harry Carr's on Thursday.
Oh, you've been. Yeah. I've had it brilliant. Oh. Heather came.
Yeah.
Heather rung up Thursday morning. Mum wanted a hair perm before Easter, and Heather rung up Thursday morning. Could she do it Thursday night? I said, yeah. So, when I came in from collecting my hamper monies and what have you, Heather said, new restaurant for you to try drinks. Watch as Harry Carr's at Drift. They'd been last Saturday night with a couple from Drift. And she said they paid £15 for a set. That was starter, main course, pudding, coffee, lot. There was a 15. There was,
Well, we had what they call the banquet. Which was £15 a head.
Well, she said...
The set meals...
Oh, it might have been banquet. It might have been banquet, Judy. But
the banquet
they
isn't shown on here. That's...
Was it good then?
Food-wise, it puts Paul's place to shame.
Oh, you have to pay me then.
Oh, yeah.
They're not bad, though. For three, £36.
It's £12 a head.
Yeah. Spare ribs, King Prawn.
That one works out to, what is it, £11, and that's 13,
eight.
But after that they're all £12 a head. But we had the banquet, which was £15 a head, and that included your suite and everything. Whereas those don't include a suite.
No, yeah, I was just reading that.
Oh, and it was beautiful.
Just you and Malcolm?
Is it? No, there was 10 of us. Mel and Sylve and Alan and Joyce. And Roy and, God, I can't think of their name, and Keith and Anne.
Breaking bronze.
Yeah, they were saying, like, that...
Heather said it had taken them nearly a month to get booked in for a Saturday night.
Sylvia had rung up me about booking for a meal, and originally they talked about going Friday night, and they said Fridays and Saturdays are fully booked for the next 5 weeks.
Heather said they'd had to wait a month to get in for a Saturday night.
But Thursday night we could book almost straight away. During the week you can get in.
Well, that's it, market. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, I noticed that.
Where Dixon's used to
be.
We had spare ribs. Is it one ton?
One ton, like little pancakes.
So like little parcels.
Oh, Paul's place. When Margaret and I went, we had them, and they came as just little pancakes with dishes of. There was a dish of the sauce that you put on, and then there was dishes of chopped up spring onion and all like that. And you put your own mixture in the middle and then rolled it up.
This was like a little parcel, all tied up.
Crispy one in tan.
Yeah, and it was real crisp. And it had prawn in it, prawns or something in it. We had the prawn toast with sesame seeds.
Prawn toast with sesame seeds. Yeah, was that nice?
That was beautiful.
Wonder what kundo ribs are.
Then we had this halibut in prawns and halibut in black bean sauce, and that was superb. It sounds revolting.
I was going to say, I don't know whether I like halibut, because that's chunky, isn't it? Is it?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, I like fish. It was beautiful. And we had.
That must be quite good.
There was no sweet and sours. But there again.
Sweet and sour there.
Yeah, but on the. What we had, we didn't get a sweet and sour. Trying to think what was one we had. One was quite hot and spicy, but. I've forgotten what we had for the first two that they brought out. We had crispy duck and lemon chicken, that was nice. Prawns and vegetables. Beef in black bean sauce.
I've never tried that.
Oh, it's
I'm trying
beautiful.
The black bean sauce. Alan at Hope he used to like. He always got some with black bean sauce.
Oh,
he used to like that.
Beautiful.
Did they do a takeaway?
No.
Oh, hell.
No, they don't do any takeaways. Hey, I laughed at him, sat there, and this girl comes to clear the pots away. And she'd been round the top of the table, you know, collecting the cups on together, and she comes to me and she goes, oh, she says, you'll smell.
Very nice.
And I looked at her and I was like, you can't say that. And Alan looked at her, and then she looked and she goes, oh, I mean, she says, you smell nice. It's just a bit much.
Yeah.
Oh, you smell.
We're off to Welly Oak. It's one of the tricks I've got to see if the kids don't go to sleep at their dad's. The end's not all that good now. And, on Tuesday, I said, I had a chance to go out Tuesday night. Funny down to last night's match.
And
we were finished. We've another two. Well, we've got a bye next week. So Judy said at your club last night. Oh, I hate me for after coming down next week. I said, fuck her off, we won't bloody come. She's saying so to see if we wanted to go down. Because they were playing Newton Thursday night and she said to Lassie's right, I want a 9-0, so Newton beat them 7-2. Well, at the moment, we're lying second. But we've got a bye next week where Newton, who are top and can't be beat, have got it. But Shapeshot's behind us. But Club did us a favour on Thursday night. They beat Shapeshot 6-8. We won Thursday night 6-8. I've gone right off on the individuals. Can't finish.
No, I can't.
I played Helen.
I'm hopeless.
We won
5-1 on Wednesday. It was me that lost.
I played with Helen at pairs. Helen had played Monday night her individuals down at Welly Oak, and Judy said, where's us lot? I said to Helen, I didn't even know you were playing anywhere. She's got through to finals individuals as Helen. I was playing with Eric pairs. And I got a 61, 60s. I got a 20. Friday or Saturday now from Tambrand. And it was about Tampax. Internal sanitary stuff. Asking you what you used, what size, how comfortable did you feel with them, did you wear them on a night, did you wear a pad when you were ready? Is there anybody else in the family, a daughter, sister? Oh, that's a put Leanne's name down and what she used and her age. Anyways, it said you will receive 3 samples soon and an incentive payment. So I thought, well, I'll fill it in and send it back. And I thought, well, even if it was a voucher, the pads are out. I mean, they'll come in for either Leanne or me. She says, mother, I said, I'm sat looking at the study, looking at my jacket, it wants washing and Andrew's just about, well, Leanne's does badly. Seems a bit silly washing mine and Andrew's today, doesn't it? And then, just don't fish fair to her. What's her name, move on, and oh, must have some. My line's just about full of jumpers. I must see Daphne today, well, I've seen her today, but she said she'd get me some socks and that out for our Leanne. She goes away from Monday. The shell soap's quite nice, but Gillian made Ian ring the shop up because she thought the legs weren't long enough. So she tried it on here and I said it's fine. She'd have to lend Ian some money a week before last till so Ian could give her pocket money and any money get to borrow it off Julian. How will that break then anything does that? And the mother said you can all live in 4 bedroom detached houses, can't you? Said, well, to me, what was the point of having a 4 bedroom? Well, sure. You don't go from a 1 up, 2 down to a 2-bedroom semi-bungalow and then shoot to a 4-bedroom detached. I mean, your own common sense tells you it's going to cost you more, doesn't it? Anyway, I want money for it, because he said something on Sunday night. I said, yeah, I want money for Andrew's trainers. Oh, I'll see you next week about that. He thinks I'm going hard with him, Judy. Well, he's going to get a shock. Because he had. And if he turns round and says, I'll say, Ian, if it weren't for me, your kids would be naked. I just bought our Andrew a pair of jeans. £16 out at the club. Because Paul Byrne had a pair of decent jeans. I bought them both a denim shirt. All right, out at the club, but it'll get paid for.
Oh, I can see, you've still got to pay for it, haven't you?
Bought him a denim shirt. I ordered Andrew one. Andrew's been after one for a long time. And I ordered him one, I thought I'll get Leanne one. And theirs came first. when I said about... Oh, he always has cloth sleeves with me. I said, actually, I'd order these first. I said, well, I thought I'd treat you. I mean, she's got it on this morning open with a Bennett and T-shirt underneath, and it suits her. Because she's got her black jeans on, and black and black, and then denim shirt.
Yeah.
Because he said to her, well, your shirt's nicely on. And she had it on last week, and my mother bought me. And I thought, I'm just going to wait and see what he says. And I say, well, there's walking around naked because he's not bought him a pair of socks, pants, T-shirt, jumper, no. Mm. Because how will he answer to me on Thursday? Mother, I'm only going away for a week because I've got a tube of toothpaste. I thought, yeah, buying her a pump toothpaste. Because all others will, you know, if they see a pump toothpaste.
Mm.
So I thought, right, I'll get her a tube of toothpaste. And I got her two strips of Elastoplast. Now, when she's not used to walking boats.
Yeah, they might rub off.
They might rub off. So I thought, well, if she's got plasters,
yeah,
she's covered. And that. And I said, yeah, but, you know, you don't start spending your own money on such things as plasters and what have you. She's to be in Beverly for 8 o'clock
Monday morning.
13. Come back about 9 o'clock the Saturday night. Don't know if I asked Jez if I can. Luckily, it's Easter weekend, so Paul will be on, so I've asked Jez if I can back out. But I was going to go through Beverly to the police station. I got told you turned left at traffic lights, now it's moved.
It's where it parties.
Okay.
You know where the cart is?
No.
As you go down...
Well, somebody said to me, when I get to traffic lights, instead of turning right and going through the bar, I turn left and go as if I'm off up to Molescroft.
Up to Molescroft?
As if I'm off up Posh End, where all the gals
are. Where are you coming in?
From Popping. For a week now, go Harris way, you say.
Yeah. And how do you hit Beverly then? Do you go down west?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But turn left at traffic lights. Yeah. It's about 3/4 of a mile or something up there.
And
on
it's on your left-hand side.
On my left-hand side.
And you've got the car. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Working. You've been up early this morning.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Do you want to get another bed?
heard it was an Alma.
Yeah.
I should look after him. She should buy him his drinks.
Yeah. Auntie Alma.
Eh? Auntie Alma.
Auntie Alma. Look up to her and then pop on something and go, "Hey, Auntie Alma!"
You haven't with your chops, Mum, they?
Something else, something else. Something else.
that you were doing a jacket potato and a knife after it.
You can do it, because you don't do it now, Thomas.
Hi, Liv. I should be the best, isn't it?
Do you ever wait to put something down, though, don't we?
I know you don't. You should like putting up with it.
Should I?
Yeah, of course you should.
What I should do and what I don't do is two different things, though.
Doesn't Dad do that to you?
Oh yeah, lots. Me dreams.
Talk is not so romantic.
Don't be silly.
Would you like it to be a romantic?
Yeah.
Hello, yo.
You know, your dog's waving to you.
Yeah.
Is
he waving back?
Well,
is
it
going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to go on my bike now. Okay. See you then.
The jet suction thing.
Yeah. And the blooming nuisance, because I always find that that moves around, you know.
Yeah.
there. And it's never where the saliva is, it's always stuck on your tongue.
I bet she had more pain a couple of weeks after they were at Mr. Fletcher, and when she'd had her teeth x-ray for this brace, they'd noticed a wee bit of decay in her